Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. Okay. This sounds about somber as the Falcons are right now, but I mean, hell, we got to hitch a ride on a jet plane.
They don't have any.
Going across the pond, baby.
Boston doesn't have any Germany songs?
Yeah, we.
Okay, I get it.
Oh, yeah, I like this. Right here, man.
Well, Dave will be.
Go over there and get you some strudel. And
Dave will be hitching a ride with him.
Yeah.
When they take off tomorrow to head to Berlin.
I got a question, though, Dave, because obviously you're the broadcast team, you're in the West, and Squid Billy. Is Squid Billy going to be in the middle seat from Atlanta to London? I mean, Atlanta to Berlin.
I hope not, because he's a little bit like, you know, I love the clip you just played of Steve Holman getting after Desmond Bain. But that's who Bo is. He's the little brother that'll pipe off at somebody and then he'll run behind you and stand behind you and stuff like that. So I hope he's not – he's probably sitting between us, and that means he's going to be into everything that both of us got going on. So, yeah, it's – but he said, I love the pipe. Steve Holman, one of my all-time favorite guys, known Steve a long time. And, boy, my man is not holding back. I don't know if I can get Wes to do that. I want to get Wes to do that. I don't know if I can get him. He did taunt some of the New England fans this weekend on the Bijan Robinson catch and a couple of Drake London catches. But that was a little out of character for him, so that was pretty good.
I love that. I love to hear that from Wes. I mean, Steve's in so many Hall of Fames now. Like, you know,
yeah.
he can do whatever he wants at this point. Let me ask you this before we get into some of the football. You guys are headed to Berlin. What's the number one food, drink, whatever German item that you're thinking about consuming when you get over there?
Well, it's like Randy would think. It's the first beer I can find.
Yes, sir.
That's a German beer of Excellent. Some kind. Yeah, I've got to find a German beer that either I can get over here. I'm also going to figure out, is Heineken, is that like an American beer that the Germans don't claim, or yes. Is that a German beer that they brought over here? I don't know.
I think it's more an American beer that kind
of. That's one of those ones. If you got it over there,
yeah.
They kind of look.
Yeah,
at
it looks
funny.
Like you're funny. Okay. That's like that. Hey,
okay, so I'm gonna verify whether
that's like Blue Ribbon over here.
Their beer or not.
Oh, like Pabst.
Yeah, like
I'm gonna verify if it's their beer or not. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, make sure you get the biggest mug you can, Dave. Sit down on one of those long wooden tables, and then just rock back and forth, Dave.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
it sounds good to me.
Make sure you do that.
Play a little Boston, going to hitch a ride. Little Boston, a little hitch a ride, and we're going to have some beer. I love you.
Dave Archer joining us here, as he always does on Wednesdays at this time, brought to you by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Let's get back to the Patriots game, and then we'll look ahead to the Colts game in a few minutes. But there were some really good offensive drives in that game, Dave, and then there were others where things just kind of couldn't get off the ground. What were you noticing in the drives that really went well for the Falcons versus the number of three and outs that they had?
Well, first thing that jumps off the page are circus catches by guys.
Yeah.
You had London had the three in the red zone. Bijan Robinson's catch in the left flat that was just an unbelievable grab. I think that, you know, it's hard to put your finger on something that you're really excited about when you only run 25 plays in the first half. So that's the part that has you a little bit scratching your head. I think the thing that stuck out to me a little bit more than anything was that Penix's willingness to get out of the pocket. I think that that's something, and I've talked about it, you and I, we've talked about it in you guys' show. I know I've talked to some other guys over the last month or so. So Michael's got to do that now. I mean, when stagnant, and he's got to be that extra athlete on the field off. And I'm hoping that some of his success getting out of the pocket this last weekend, he had the really good run where he looked like the fastest guy on the field, and he is a very dynamic athlete. People don't seem to realize that. And then his get out of the pocket there at the end of the game, I thought he had actually made the play of the game by getting out of the pocket and finding Drake on the sideline to get it to the plus 48. I thought, here we go. We're going to get in field goal range. We're going to win this football game, even though we really haven't been on the field much on offense. So those are a couple things. I mean, I've gone away wanting Andy more than probably anybody over the last 3 weeks on what we're not doing on offense.
Is it, Dave, when you look at it, because they're not running a lot of plays, and I mean, that's that time of possession, you know, getting them off the field. Also, the success that you want your offense to have on first down. What has it been on these early downs, Dave, that they have been so much in third and 8+?
Yeah, really a lot of negative plays. Randy, you're exactly right. And that'll be one of the things I'll look for and probably be a key to the game for us is our inability to stay out of third and long situations. I think our first five third downs were 8+ yards on third down. I think three of them were third and tens. And you know as well as I do, the percentages on converting those are down in that 10% range more often than not, whereas New England converted eight of 12 third downs, but they were in a lot of manageable situations. So we need to do a better job of winning on first and second down. Now, how do you do that? Obviously, you'd like to run the football with some success, but as soon as if you're Zach Robinson and you run the football and it's 1 yard, and then what do you do now? Now, do you throw it? Now it's incomplete. Now it's third and nine. So he's been caught in a little bit of a quandary there because of the ineffectiveness in the run game. I'm hoping he's come up with some counters to, and not just to play a counter, not just a counter play, right, but counters to what we're doing. You know, try to take away the ability for that second level of defense to be aggressive where they can come downhill in the run game. Something the other way. Maybe it's Penix coming out on a bootleg, a little bit more of Penix moving his launch point, some of those kind of things.
And he made the play of the game to change things at the end of the first half. Jalen Walker did, forcing that fumble. Just a noticeable difference with him on the field versus off of it the last couple of weeks on that side of the ball. What have you seen from Jalen Walker early in his rookie season?
Well, we finally got a taste of what he would look like if he was close to 100%. And nobody probably at this time of year is 100%. He's been nursing these soft tissue injuries for several weeks now, almost probably into months now, all the way back to training camp. I thought you got a version of Jalen Walker in the 90s, the 95 percentile, and you can see how disruptive and destructive he can be. Working against Will Campbell, who I talked to some New England people. They're excited as they can be about Will Campbell. They think he's one of the best left tackles they've seen in New England ever. And he just got walked back into the quarterback's lap by Jalen Walker a couple of times. Of course, Walker's timing and the explosive and speed. He's got that speed to power stuff that we talk about where he can get around the corner on the stunts. He had that three-man stunt that created the fumble. He's just his closing speed. I mean, boy, if that doesn't get you excited about what he can be and kind of reignite what you thought you had when you took him 15th overall, it did for me. I can't wait to see him on the field this weekend.
Dave, why are they having so many issues on the second level of this defense as far as, you know, coverage? Different. I know Devon Diablo, he kind of, in my opinion, Dave, you can tell me if I'm wrong, he allowed Caden Ellis to do different things.
Yeah, no, you're right, Randy. And the thing about Divine Diablo, guys, and I know you guys have talked about this a number of times, think about the acquisition of Divine Diablo from the Raiders. He played, you know, back and forth, started some last season. He was on the field quite a bit for the Raiders, had 60-plus tackles, but not a guy that was a sought-after free agent. Mm-hmm. But Jeff Ulbrich saw him, and I talked to Jeff about him, and he said, I had a couple of guys just like him in New York, and I thought he fit exactly what I wanted to do defensively. And I think Ulbrich's the only one that really realized what he could do in the defense. Even the coaching staff and maybe even the personnel department said, okay, yeah, we'll sign this kid, you know, former safety out of Virginia Tech. We'll bring him in, see what he does. He fit exactly what he wanted to do opposite Caden Ellis, and that's the coverage stuff, the sideline-to-sideline stuff, the blitz from the middle, all the things you want to do. He was so good at it, you can't find anybody else to do it. They don't have anybody else on the team that can do it now. And so if you missed on anything, it was finding a Divine Diablo backup to have on the roster in case Divine went down. And I don't know if you can plan for those kind of things.
Right.
But now they're having three different guys try to do what Divine Diablo was doing for you. And frankly, they're not getting it done to the level that Divine was.
Dave Archer joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy talking Falcons. Let's talk about the quarterback from a big picture perspective. That was his 10th start. What are you seeing from him as far as development? What do you feel like Penix is better at now than he was last year at the end? And where does he need to make some more development as well?
Well, there's a lot of room to grow, Andy. I don't think there's any question about that. I think that little things that don't necessarily he's got to settle down a little bit. I think he gets a little unnerved from time to time, and so you'll see the flat-footed throw. I think he's got to continue to work on his footwork. As a shotgun quarterback or a pistol quarterback, especially as much as he played that in college, I think it has a tendency to make your feet go dead. Mm. And if you notice sometimes when he makes bad throws or low throws, or the ball sails, his feet are dead. He doesn't reach that. When you drop to throw, your feet are naturally alive. So he's got to make sure, even though he's maybe floating back a couple of steps in the pistol formation or shotgun, he's got to keep his feet alive. I think that his willingness to make some throws are coming more and more to life. The guy can throw the ball to the sideline. There's probably four or five guys in the league that can shoot the ball to the sideline on that deep comeback route to the wide side of the field like he can. I think he's developing a timing for when that's supposed to come out. But still, there's a lot of room to grow. He's got to learn situational stuff like the grounding call at the end of the game. That's something that, you know, and that's a tough one, right, Randy? You get one of those deals where, okay, I'm going to send Kyle Pitts across in motion. And so I've got to get him to clear the center before I can call for the ball. And Javon Gwynn's looking back to make that signal in the silent snap count. And he's still looking back. And all of a sudden, Neusel snaps the football just as the tight end clears. And so my mind frame is, I can't take a sack, I can't take a sack. And the last thing in his mind was Kyle Pitts going across in motion. So he's going to look that way and try to get it to Kyle. Well, Kyle's running a vertical, so he's getting up the field. So the throw's nowhere near Kyle. Bijan's to his left. I mean, all that stuff you think, well, why didn't you just throw it to Bijan? I would like to put everybody in that position and make that decision with 315-pound Leonard Williams gun right in your grill as the ball hits you in the chest before you're ready for it. But he does have to be a little bit more situationally aware. I think he continues to grow in that area as well.
Dave, you're going over to Berlin, playing against a team who is playing better than a lot of people thought, obviously coming off of their big loss last week in Pittsburgh. Tell us about these Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, they're better. I think people think they're just a running team. They got Jonathan Taylor. If you look at their numbers, they lead the league in passing. Obviously, the numbers with their scoring is outstanding. So you get a pretty good matchup there, the leading pass defense against the leading pass offense. They've got three guys that have over 500 yards receiving, including the young tight end out of Penn State, Warren. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor and what he's done. But I think their defense is a scrappy group. I don't think there's anybody you point to in particular that jumps off the page, but their two linebackers, Pratt and Zaire Franklin, mm-hmm. are run and hit guys. They can get to the football, and Nick Cross, a really good safety that comes down in the box. So they've got a really nice group of 11 guys that play well defensively. They're not giving a lot of big plays up, so you got to go earn it.
Arch, enjoy the trip, man. We appreciate the time.
Appreciate you, Dave.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to get you a beer, Randy.
All right, make sure you do that now.
Dave Archer,
gotcha, bro.
Dave Archer there, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network analyst. Former quarterback headed to Berlin tomorrow with the team as the Falcons get set to take on the Indianapolis
Colts. Is this the first game
in
Berlin?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it is.
Okay. That's what I get.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would have been, I mean, I'd go.
Hell
I'd
yeah.
I'd go next time. I'll go to Berlin.
If they would tell us, if they said that we could have went, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. Now, how much of this is not coming out of my pocket?
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to do
it's
that.
It's like the Vegas one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll go.
Yeah.
Y'all got it, right?
Yeah, no, I don't mean I want to do what Mike's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Mike's doing a fun trip, going with his, you know, buddies and all that, and that sounds fun, too. No, we'll go broadcast next time.
No, I'm not going to go broadcast. I'm going to go.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
Yeah, I mean, look, we got through those Vegas broadcasts.
Yeah, I just want to go.
Somehow.
No, yeah, I just want to go. But think about it. The time change, we would be broadcasting at what time?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, what time?
I don't even know. Yeah, it'd be much later in the day.
Yeah, it'd be later. Yeah, like, it's a six-hour difference.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right.
So we'd be doing
nights again.
Yeah.
It'd be happy hour.
It'd be happy hour.
Yeah. Perfect. About 5 o'clock in the afternoon, right? when we go on.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that's fine with me.
There's a restaurant near our house that does happy hour from 4 to 5, where they have dollar wings and good drink specials and stuff like that. We've gone enough times now where last night Lily was like, "Hey, can we go to happy hour?" And I was like, "That's a hilarious thing for five." He just means, you know, for the wings.
Yeah, okay. What does mommy and daddy have opposite of wings?
Oh yeah, I mean, you got to have something with your wings.
You give me a 1 hour happy hour with wings and beer.
Yeah, you can do some damage.
Dude,
in an hour.
I'm gonna do some damage to myself. I'm talking about double fisting.
Yeah,
and I'm talking about wings and beers.
Plus, also, you can take what you don't eat home.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't think you can order like crazy.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Give me 100 wings.
Yeah, give me 30 orders of wings here. Pack them up. No, I don't think you could do that.
What are we going to do? Dukes and Bell. Like this Thursday, join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram as they get you set for Thursday Night Football. They're broadcasting from 2 to 6. That is that is Buffalo's Cafe up in Hiram. Dukes and Bell will be there on Thursday, broadcasting live on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Apparently, Heineken is a Dutch beer.
Yes, I know that part.
It's a Dutch beer, not a German beer.
But it's German. It's all German, man. It's all German.
Arch says it's German. It's German.
Yep.
All right?
Yeah, you know when people, you know how I am with, well, actually people. And he's lucky I like him.
We got a couple of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got some dudes in the DMs. We got it.
So
I just didn't want to correct Arch and have the interview off
an
awkward start.
You know what, dude? Who cares?
I don't.
Like, damn.
Apparently in Holland, there's a Heineken with a black star on it instead of red. Like, the red star Heineken is North America. There's a Heineken in Holland that's a black star. It's a much better beer, apparently.
Like, you have never said anything just wasn't all the way right. No, do I go in your DMs and, well, actually you?
Yeah, I'm going to listen in on your next Zoom call at work. You make one mistake, I'm hitting you up. I bet you could get a Heineken in Germany, too. I bet you can get one.
I bet you can, Andy.
I bet you can.
Along with Coronas and everything else.
We do appreciate you guys letting us know, though, and listening. We'll be right back. NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.